95.7 WZID, New Hampshire in the morning with Neil and Marga. October is here, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we've teamed up with CMC once again, their breast care center. And you can get a lot of information at WZID.com. We are joined this morning by Dr. Jessica Ryan and her PA, Kayla, Kayla Gervais. Now, we're here to talk about all kinds of great things. Let's start, doctor, with something called Smart MRI. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Smart MRI, it's something that we started in the past 6 months. Some women do need to incorporate breast MRI into their screening or surveillance. Not everybody, but some women. And it's not fun. I always admit to my patients, I say, hey, it's not a day at the spa, but it's really important to give us a different picture and a different study of your breasts. But we've adopted a new protocol that was started at MGH, and it basically boils down the images or the sequencing that we need to do to give us only what we really need. So it cuts down the time that the patient is in the scanner significantly. So some people will call this fast MRI or rapid MRI. Mm-hmm. We didn't want patients to feel that it was so fast that we weren't getting the information we need.
Sure.
So we call this a smart MRI. Mm-hmm. So we get what we need. It's more comfortable for the patients. And we're really hoping it just helps with their experience, helps them to not dread getting it done.
Sure.
And so we've had excellent feedback from patients.
Mammograms are necessary. They're necessary to take care of yourself. And yeah, it can be uncomfortable, but the preventative measures you take, you know, especially for the screenings, and I know you'll jump in with this, Kayla, starting those screenings at 40 for mm-hmm. most women, and for other women, 35
yeah.
that may have a history of breast cancer?
Yeah, depending on a family history will determine, you know, when your screening starts. But prevention is key, and that's the importance of having our annual mammograms so that if there is a cancer that's found, that we detect it at an earlier stage for a good prognosis and a good, you know, process that we can kind of take care of the patient. And what I always harp on patients who are very nervous is that, you know, we're with them at the time of their diagnosis, through everything in between, and then also afterwards. And we, you know, have events to also make sure that we keep touch and in base, you know, with our patients and know that we're always here for them.
Mm-hmm. As part of the prevention, but as, you know, if that diagnosis does come back, you know, there is a team approach at CMC
Absolutely.
Breast Care mm-hmm. Center.
Yeah, and that's what patients tell me all the time. They describe our team as very warm. So they mm-hmm. enter our center, they feel embraced, they feel empowered. They know what's going on with their diagnosis, they understand their choices, they know what to expect. And that helps you to feel like you have control of the situation, which can, mm-hmm. you know, a cancer diagnosis often, of course it's scary. It can be a very traumatic time for a woman. The more you know, I always say, the more answers you have, the less questions, the better you feel. So my team is really good at supplying those answers and embracing women through this process.
And you you were explaining earlier, too, there you have a grant?
Yes. We were awarded a grant through the American Cancer Society that was all focused on driving up screening numbers. I know last year you and I talked a lot about
yeah.
how numbers were down, even after the pandemic has... But our numbers are going back up, and this grant helped us to have some very pointed, very planned project to reach out to the community and various practices to drive up those screening numbers. That's where it begins. If we can catch something early, we can offer you a cure, a better prognosis, less treatment, all those things. So really, really excited to be granted that. And it's been very successful.
Kayla, your role, what are the things that you're doing now as part of the Breast Care Center?
Yes, thank you. So at the Breast Center, I am kind of doing the same things as Dr. Ryan. I'm seeing high-risk patients, patients that have significant family history, also patients that have increased density, and just kind of bringing awareness to enhanced screening that can be done in addition to mammograms, not in replacement. And just having patients be aware of their options. I also help Dr. Ryan with preoperative visits, kind of taking patients through a day in the life as a patient in the OR, what to anticipate, answer any questions that they have. I see a lot of pre-biopsies as well, kind of take them through their course, explain imaging, what we look for.
That's important because mm-hmm. the first time you take a look at that, it's hard to know what you as doctors are looking for, what I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. I don't understand it.
Yeah, it can be very overwhelming. So I think our approach of having the imaging right there and explaining what structures we're looking at and what things are, you know, considered red flags and not so much is a good thing and kind of brings a sense of relief to patients.